You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pfizer and BioNTech have said a booster shot of their COVID-19 vaccine is effective against the new Omicron variant. In a statement on Wednesday, Pfizer's chief executive, Dr. Albert Bourla, said protection against Omicron, that although two doses of the vaccine may still offer protection against severe disease caused by the Omicron strain, it's clear from the preliminary data that protection is improved with a third dose of the vaccine. However, the companies have also said the results are preliminary and they would continue to collect data. Dr. Diane Sika-Pautonu is an immunologist and the Associate Dean Pacific of the University of Otago, Wellington. I spoke to her about this earlier today and I began by asking her about the science behind this.
Certainly, we've all been hearing in the news recently about this new variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, otherwise known as Omicron, which carries a really high number of mutations. And there were very early concerns that this would be a variant that would be more highly transmissible and potentially cause more severe disease, illness, hospitalizations, and mortality or death. And so over the past few days, there has been more information that's become available about this new variant and about how it responds to vaccines in particular. And so released today was some preliminary data from Pfizer and BioNTech, where what they showed was that three doses of the Pfizer vaccine could offer protection against Omicron. And this was much better than just the two doses of the Pfizer vaccine because this seemed to show reduced protection against the Omicron variant. So what it is that they also showed was that the three doses of the Pfizer vaccine offered a level of protection that was comparable against Omicron, that was comparable to just two doses of the Pfizer vaccine against the other variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. In other words, the protection using three doses against Omicron was comparable to the protection you'd see with two doses against the original strain or other variants. The other thing that they also reported was that this third dose of the Pfizer vaccine seemed to also generate much stronger T cell responses. So it wasn't just antibody levels and antibody related protection that was being improved, but also that T cell responses were becoming stronger as well with this third dose. So this is, it's important to note that this is still early days, but what this preliminary data and what these findings speak to is the importance of a booster for the Pfizer vaccination effort. And that even though, you can still get some protection with just two doses of the Pfizer vaccine against Omicron, that third dose is much better. And so again, we will need more information to come because we still don't know how the Omicron variant behaves in terms of whether or not it does cause more severe illness and more hospitalizations and more deaths. So we need to wait for that information as well. But in the meantime, a maintained focus on getting our vaccination levels rising. And it's great to see that they've been driven up within a very short space of time. But we still, have work to do here. Also, that we have the appropriate border controls and also the public health settings in order to just keep everyone protected. So we don't have Omicron in New Zealand yet. However, this is a variant that is spreading around the world and it's spreading very, very quickly. So it is one to watch out for.
And the CEO of Pfizer recently said, and I think he said that having COVID vaccinations, it will soon be annually like what you do with a flu jab. Do you think this is the direction that the world is heading?
Well, again, there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still a lot of information that we need in order to determine how exactly vaccinations will work moving forward into the future. And of course, you know, as we've seen with Omicron, you know, we could very easily see other variants popping up that will require management as well. So there's a lot to think about, in other words, but we still need more information moving forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.